There we are up in the northwest of Ireland, happy to be living in the most beautiful county in the country, but despairing at how we are treated by successive governments. Well, the people of Donegal are making their voices heard now. They are making their voices heard here today. They are harnessing the power of social media and media to say that you cannot ignore them any longer. There cannot be one rule for Dublin homes in the Pirates redress scheme and another for those in Donegal and Mayo whose homes are crumbling with mica. We will not be forgotten, and wonderfully, the public is behind us in our call for 100% redress, no less. At the end of May, thousands took to the streets in Donegal to highlight the atrocity and injustice being imposed upon homeowners in Donegal. Today, more than 40 busloads of people have come down to Dublin to show you that they will not be forgotten. At the start of 2020, the government launched the Defective Concrete Blocks Grant Scheme for homeowners affected by Pirate, Mayo and Mica in Donegal. However, it was early 2014 that the Mica Action Group was formed. Mica Action Group is a lobby group made up of volunteers who are directly affected by this scandal. For 7 years now, the Mica Action Group has been seeking redress and has been liaison with local and national government officials. Taoiseach, 7 years fighting for recognition. Your covert mission to Donegal last week, your photo op as well with some crumbling walls, is far too late. Now that our voices are louder, you have to listen. As you know, Taoiseach, access to the Defective Concrete Blocks Grant Scheme is costing between €5,000 and €7,000. But it is far reduced cost of €500 for the homeowners in Leinster to access. There are up to 5,700 homes across Donegal and Mayo crumbling away because of the presence of mica in their defective concrete blocks. And even around 1,000 local authority provided social homes are also affected in Donegal. Tenants are paying rent and hoping that their ceilings and walls do not fall down on them. Taoiseach, you said that you need to speak to the Attorney General about the next steps. Why do you need to check with the Attorney General? That's what you reported as having said. Well, you can clarify on your response there, because I'd be glad to hear that, because I don't believe that the Attorney General has any role in this. Now that this scandal is on a national scale, what are you going to do? 100% redress and an amnesty in mortgage repayments while repatriation works are taking place is the only option, Taoiseach. You asked earlier on in response to Deputy MacDonald, 100% of what was he calling for? Well, what people are calling for is 100% redress and no costs loaded on for people to access the scheme, plus the rental costs to be covered, the same as the Mica and the same as the Pirate Action Group in Dublin. That's as simple as that. That's what Donegal demands. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Pringle. Taoiseach.
One second, Well, first of all, when I visited Donegal last week, it was not a covert. Actually, it was an interview, but the key focus of that was not just to visit a home and see the Loftus family and see the appalling condition of their home, but also to meet with the action group, with Donegal County Council, with the chairperson of the Mica Action Committee on Donegal County Council, Councillor Martin McDermott, who was in the group, and to have a long meeting with them and a thorough meeting with them on the issues that they wish to raise with me and with the government in terms of getting this issue resolved. That was the purpose of the visit. And I had to do it in between meetings I had here and going to Fermanagh for the British Irish Council. So I changed my diary and schedule, no big deal, but I wanted to meet people. I believe in getting resolutions, Deputy. I don't showboat on issues like this. I don't try and make political capital out of it. I have no interest in doing that. Because for the family owners, the only thing that matters is, can we build a home for our family and our children? That's what they wanted to do originally. What happened was disgraceful. The supply of those defective blocks was a disgrace. End of. I have no interest in defending those who were responsible for this. None whatsoever. I do have an interest in getting the thing sorted. The previous government, in good faith, developed a scheme. Okay? It was welcomed broadly. It was welcomed by Sinn Féin at the time. Very few parties or few individuals in this House raised this until quite recently, if the truth be told. I looked at some of the manifestos, it doesn't even get a mention. It's not even mentioned in the Sinn Féin manifesto. people thought the thing was okay. When the scheme started being implemented, or you know, when applications started going in, it certainly became known to the homeowners that this is far too expensive. You know, the upfront costs. We will deal with the upfront costs. I don't think anybody who can't afford it should have to pay 10,000 upfront or 8,000 upfront to get an engineering report. We will deal with that. I think we should also deal with the rental issue. But we also need to get a proper assessment of what actually, and different houses. What was clear from the meeting was that there will be different solutions for different houses, for different size houses. People want certain undertakings in respect of if it's a repair. What happens if laterally down the road it revisits them, you know, if the issue arises again? These are the kind of issues that need to be resolved. And I understand fully the anger of the homeowners. I understand what they want. It's now our job as government, to, in good faith, working with the group. The minister has written to the group. He has spoken to them. He's put this idea to them. Let's have a time-limited engagement with homeowners' representatives, with the councils, with the department officials, and work through this so that we can improve the scheme in such a way that it doesn't pose in any way an excessive financial hardship on
homeowners. Thank you, Taoiseach.
That's, in good faith, what I'm putting before the House today and what the Minister has put to the Micro Action Group, what we kind of discussed last week at the meeting on Thursday. And it was a good substantive meeting. And I think analysis can happen from what already, from the applications that have now come in. Because a lot of these are individual homes, they're not, you know, as well as council homes, as well as you know, that have to be sorted and
rectified. Deputy Pringle.
Yeah, thank you, Taoiseach. I'm glad you put it officially on the record today what happened last week at the meeting, because that's important that it is on the record that everybody knows. The reality is, Taoiseach, you said last week as well, and it's been widely reported, you said that you would address that, but you haven't in your response, that you had to talk to the Attorney General about it. What's the role of the Attorney General? I believe the Attorney General has no role, and that's going to be a deflection. You say that you're going to have a time-bound process with 5 to 6 weeks to respond. By my reckoning, that 5 to 6 weeks would be up on the 14th of July. So is it that the people of Donegal can expect a response from you and from the government on the 14th of July that will address the concerns that they have? I think that is vitally important, and that's what people need to hear today from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That isn't the intention. Like, this has gone on too long. I've looked at the timeline as well. I wasn't in government for the last 10 years, but you know, this thing has gone on too long. Homeowners have raised legitimate issues. They've got to be dealt with. When I referenced the Attorney General last week, I have an issue with certain people walking away from this. That's my issue. Like, who supplied the blocks? You know? Who designed them? Insurance companies, home bond. Like, everyone seems to have walked off the pitch. Banks have a role as well. To be fair to Deputy Nochlin, when he welcomed it, he thought banks could have played a useful role in helping people, you know. The Micro Action Group signed off in good faith originally as well, but issues have now arisen. And I have discussed with the Attorney General, you know, the state can't forever, you know, be held accountable alone in respect of behaviours or actions where others fell short, be it in the private sector or elsewhere. That's the only point I was making, and I wanted the Attorney General to examine that, not just for this government, but for the future governments and future, and more importantly, for taxpayers as well.
Thank you, Taoiseach.
Government doesn't always, and in this case, I don't want to say in any way this to be distorted, because there can be an element in this kind of thing for comments to be distorted. I'm very clear about our role in helping the homeowner, okay? But I think there's a separate piece of work needed as well to examine this in greater detail also in terms of how it came to be that thousands and thousands of homes were supplied with an appalling block.
Thank you, Taoiseach. The time is up now, please.
You put your hand on the windowsill and it crumbles. Like, to me, I think that does need to be pursued. That's what I meant.